Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah, a couple of people on Facebook. Hey, you know, basically, what's the big deal about the Zodiac maybe being caught? The guy's dead. Well, the big deal is there are still, I think, two surviving victims of the Zodiac killer out in California who I think deserve closure. They deserve to know who did it to them. So if this guy that they've identified is really the guy, and they say it is, they being this group that goes out and does cold cases, good for them. Good for them. But you know, as I said this earlier, the problem I have with the story, you can go to WBEN.com and read it, or it's on Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. the problem that I have is, if this guy last killed in 1969 and he died in 2018, it defies belief that a psychopathic serial killer who adored publicity would go dark for decade after decade after decade. That part of this just isn't adding up to me. And I cannot find the cipher where his name is supposedly revealed. Haven't had a great opportunity to look, but anyway. Welcome to the program. I want to thank the guys who sent me the book on the October surprise storm. One problem, I'm not in it. But thanks for the book. I mean, I worked a lot of hours. So did Sandy Beach during the October surprise storm. We did double duty. we preempted Rush because of the October surprise storm. And I think we helped a lot of people, but we didn't get mentioned at all because we're not athletes. Anyway, it is 9 minutes after 5 at WBEN. Welcome to the program. Okay, so I'm talking a little bit here about healthcare and the nurses on the picket line at Mercy Hospital. If you are a nurse who's walked the picket line at Mercy Hospital, I invite you to call in and tell us what your grievances are. And address the people who say, hey, what you're doing is hurting patients because you're causing overflows at other hospitals. And if you really cared about your patients, you'd be inside helping them. And the other argument is, look, if it's so bad at Mercy Hospital, get a job as a nurse somewhere else. Now, somebody sent me this during the news break. And I have no way of knowing whether or not this is true or not true. But supposedly, a company is hiring home health RNs, offering a sign-on bonus of $10,000. Now, whether that is a legit thing or whether it's clickbait or phishing, I don't know. But, I don't know, a $10,000 bonus, I mean, I think they're paying that right now at McDonald's. They're not really, but it might not be long. But anyway, look, everywhere you turn, everybody is short-staffed, especially healthcare. The CEO of Catholic Health said 1 in 5 healthcare workers has left healthcare since the beginning of the pandemic. And I believe those numbers. If you're one of those healthcare workers who left because of the pandemic or whatever, yeah, during the pandemic, I'd like to know if you are happy with the decision. I mean, the worst thing you can ever do, I think, anyway, is spontaneously quit a job with nothing planned for the future. My experience is you go from one job to another job. You seamlessly transition, if you will. And I've never, this is a bizarre statistic, but 40 years doing this, I've never been fired from a radio job in my life. And I've only made a few moves, and they've always been, you know, of my own free will and volition. So, I mean, in healthcare, it would seem to me if you're an RN or a PA, you could write your own ticket. So that being said, why would you, if Mercy Hospital is so bad, why wouldn't you just become a home health RN? Why wouldn't you pursue another avenue in healthcare? And I'm not asking this in an accusatory tone. It is an interrogatory tone, because I got to tell you, if I was a nurse and I could make $120 or $150 an hour by being a different kind of nurse and then maybe get a $10,000 signing bonus, I'd be gone. I'd be gone tomorrow. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, if you've ever been in the hospital, you know, they sometimes can be the most unpleasant places with people filled with rooms filled with people who are not exactly at their best. If you have a hospital horror story, without naming the hospital or doctors or anything like that, or, you know, saying, you know, there's a certain hospital on such and such street and such, I'm going to have to dump you and hang up on you, which I'd rather not do. Let's go to Anonymous. We don't usually get anonymous calls, but it's kind of a turn on. I'm not going to lie. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
All right. It just got to be less of a turn on, but I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. I just want to talk about the strike over at Mercy Hospital.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if this whole thing is about money, okay, last year, I mean, you know, with COVID and everything, everybody suffered, okay? I mean, I'm not going to lie. We know that. But, you know, the nurses were benefiting, okay, when other groups at Catholic Health were not, okay? And some even lost pay. Okay, now this year, to make things a little more fair, okay, the nurses are being offered a little less, while other people are being offered a little more, okay? Now they have the offer from the CEO on October 1st. As far as I know, there hasn't been any new offer. That wasn't a bad deal, okay?
Well, it depends on how you define good deal versus bad deals. I mean, here's the paradox, okay? And I think this goes across many, many different businesses. The paradox is nobody can find people who want to work, but nobody wants to give raises either.
Well, the other thing is they have to pass a drug test in order to get hired.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem for most nurses.
Well, maybe not the nurse. It might. I'm not saying the nurses are the problem.
Oh, the support people.
Other departments.
Well, okay, and you know what? Here you bring up an interesting question, which I've been wondering about myself, because in New York State, marijuana is legal, okay? But at the federal level, it is still illegal. And what people, we've talked about this before, but what people need to understand is that firearms, if you go and get yourself a medical marijuana card, or you start you know, smoking weed openly and people know you've got guns, the ATF will come knocking at your door because they love taking people's guns. I didn't mean to get off the subject, but I mean, I don't know if marijuana detected in your urine is still cause for losing your job. I mean, I know it would be if you've got a CDL, but I'm not sure about the other professions. I'm not sure about this job. I mean, I get drug tested all the time, not for work, but for medical reasons. And, you know, I somehow, you know, by using Pasquale's urine, I pass.
Well, for the support people, that you would have to pass a drug test. I mean, everybody who's hired there has to pass a drug test.
I don't know if you know the answer to this. I'm asking in a roundabout way. Do you think that includes marijuana now because it is legal?
I'm sure they test for everything that is allowed. I mean,
I actually know a woman at a certain practice. I don't mean to get too far into the weeds here. But she was on prescription painkillers, and she had a glass of wine, and they detected the alcohol in her system, and they said, oh, alcohol in your system, bye-bye, and she got cut off. And now she's a heroin junkie, so they did a lot of good. No, I'm just kidding. She's not really a heroin junkie. All right, keep going.
Okay, so, I mean, at this point, I mean, you know, things like supplies, I mean, and that can be remedied. Okay, there was a problem at the beginning of the pandemic getting personal protection equipment, but that's been, you know, hopefully, it looks like it's alleviated for the most part. But, you know, I mean, the company's fighting, you know, getting people to come here to work. I mean, whether it's they don't want to come to Buffalo or there's so many in this area and that's it for nurses and, you know, I mean, the other staff, I mean, like I said, part of the problem that I heard is that, you know, some of them just won't pass the drug test. But, I mean, from the offer that was made.
Okay, but here's something else I'm not getting. You keep saying drug test. Are you saying that the drug test was just introduced? Why would this all of a sudden be an issue?
No, it was not introduced. I mean, it's been their policy for years.
That's kind of a false flag issue. I mean, it's if they've been doing it for years, are we to believe that suddenly all these people started doing drugs?
No, it's just one thing that eliminates people from getting hired.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real good argument, frankly. But keep going.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about the strike. I mean,
all right. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that, well, people are concerned about the drug test. Well, if you are working, let's say, in food service at a hospital, and you know that drug tests are something that you're going to have to endure as a condition of your employment, if, in fact, that is the case, I don't know why we would expect that there would be a sudden infusion of drugged employees or people with residue showing up to work. I don't think that's a real strong argument. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Healthcare staffing. I know I'm not the only one. You might have had to go through this as well, but had to call my my physician today. I'm getting to be a pain in their butt. And basically, they kept apologizing. They said, hey, we are so short-staffed today, it might be a while on the phone before somebody can get to you. And actually, it wasn't a long time before somebody could get to me. And how many people have noticed pharmacies? Pharmacies are also short-staffed of people. I literally, true story, called a pharmacy today because I had a question about a certain medication, and I said my birthday and my name, and the guy literally said, you have to call back later. Click. That was it. It was like, wait a minute, I just waited through the voicemail tree, and that's what I get? Seriously? Come on. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number. If you are walking the picket line, I mean, you got to put me in the picture here. Does drug testing have anything to do with the issue at hand? I don't see how it possibly could. If you're in a job where you know you're going to get drug tested and that has been the standard policy, and I don't know if it is or if it is not, I mean, am I to believe that suddenly everybody started doing drugs and that's why we have a staffing shortage? I think that's spurious and specious, and I'd use another word, but I'd screw it up. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, something else, too, without naming hospitals or providers or anything like that that's going to make me have a long and uncomfortable meeting with company lawyers, how many of you have been affected by this strike at Mercy? You've gone elsewhere and you have waited and waited and waited and waited. I have heard, ladies and gentlemen, I've heard horror stories about waits at every single hospital in Western New York. People go into the emergency room. Maybe I'm talking to you. Well, I am talking to you. Maybe it applies. You go into the emergency room and you enter the black hole of the universe. And you might not get waited on until 2025. And you'd only know that with a time machine, which I believe Jeff Bezos is now competing with this time traveler, Elon Musk, to develop. And I know that this will cause untold pain and suffering and weeping, but I'm not going to be here Friday or Monday. Those were scheduled days off, which I really need to take. So, you know, try to control your deep calamitous thinking and ruination and gnashing of teeth. I should be back, God willing, on Tuesday of next week. It's called me time. Like, I mean, me time without being on a couch taking my temperature every 20 seconds. 803-0930 is the phone number. I thought we'd hear from some more nurses, to be honest with you, on the picket line at Mercy Hospital. I thought we'd hear from some more people who have basically been hit with the overflow situation that has affected local hospitals. But I guessed wrong. So I'm just going to give the phone number out one more time. If you have anything to say about these topics, I invite your call at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if not, I'm going to move on to something else. And the reason we're doing this is we heard the comments of the CEO of Catholic Health at about, 3:30 this afternoon, and thought we should follow up on that. And I wanted to give the nurses at Mercy and people in healthcare in general the opportunity to tell us exactly what's going on, what makes it so bad. Ask people who got out of healthcare why they got out of healthcare, because 20% of the people who were in healthcare at the beginning of the pandemic are allegedly no longer in healthcare. I thought that would be I thought it would be red hot. I thought it would be good, and I apparently guessed wrong. It doesn't happen often, but I may have stained the carpet on that one. All right, 803, and the speed camera thing was going so well. All right, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you got something to say, stack up the calls. If not, I'm going to move on to some other things as we head into the final stretch here on WBEN. I definitely wanted to hear from people who have been affected by the overflow at hospitals. Again, you know, I've got a lot of friends in a lot of different areas of work. And it's good because, you know, sometimes I get a little glimpse into their world. And everybody in any healthcare situation whatsoever has been bitching about the staffing situation and bitching about the waits like you wouldn't believe. So I need to break because we've got the news coming up at 5:30. I'll be back at about 5:35 or thereabouts. And if we jam up the phones, great. If not, I've got plenty to talk about. I always do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, hey, has anybody else noticed the war against free speech in America? I mean, you know, just think about in your own mind the war. How many of you have ended up in Facebook jail? You know, we haven't talked about that. Nobody wanted to talk about the nurses. What can I say? Biggest story. Nobody wanted to talk about it. What am I going to do? I tried. I did what I had to do. But anyway, I'm kind of curious because I get emails on a regular basis, not every day. And I'll see comments sometimes on Facebook. I'm in Facebook jail. Does anybody want to tell me the most ridiculous reason you got put in Facebook jail or maybe got a Facebook admonition? Now, I don't do Twitter. I have a placeholder account, but I don't do it. Like I said, I mean, you know, you live your life the way you want to live your life. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life. But frankly, my idea of life is not spending 18 hours a day staring into my phone or staring into a computer screen to catch up with the latest crisis, the latest threat to liberty, the latest this, the latest that. Life to me is too short it's much too short to spend staring into an electronic device that I'm convinced is only intended to terrorize us. All right, so I want to find out if you have had in any way, shape, or form your free speech taken away online. Now we can get into a debate about, well, does Facebook have to offer both points of view? Does Twitter have to offer both points of view? President Trump is trying to get back on social media, and he's actually got a court case going on in Florida. And I must tell you, I have always found it reprehensible that the once president of the United States is actually banned from social media. And you know what it doesn't tell me that Donald Trump is a horrible human being. It doesn't tell me that Donald Trump started the so-called insurrection on January 6th. What it tells me is that big tech is scared poopless of Donald Trump, that the people pulling the strings behind the scenes, they are scared out of their minds at Donald Trump and what he represents because they want more of this. More reckless spending. They want more, hey, by 2030, you're going to have to buy an electric car, which, by the way, will severely restrict your mobility. How are you going to take a cross-country trip in an electric car in anything like an acceptable period of time? But, you know, Donald Trump being in social media jail, folks, if they can do it to a former president of the United States, they can do it to you. They can do it to me. In some cases, you've already been in Facebook jail. I've been Facebook hand slapped. Ow! I have a friend of Egyptian heritage, okay? His name is Sharif. Hi, Sharif. And he put a post up on my private Facebook page, and I responded with something to the effect of, ah, my crazy Egyptian friend. I got a Facebook hate speech warning. I also got a hate speech warning because I commented on a post, and it was a post about, I don't even remember what it was about, but it was about some draconian law that actually might have been against free speech somewhere. And I commented, Sieg Heil. Now, apparently, the words Sieg Heil must trigger the people in Silicon Valley into a frenzy because, and the, you know, they have no appreciation of irony. It wasn't Sieg Heil like, yay, Hitler. Himmler was a great guy, too. And who could forget Martin Bormann? Boy, between him and Goering, they could demolish a buffet. Jolly good fellows. Let's all sing Deutschland über alles, shall we? Deutschland, Deutschland, Uber. No. So I posted Sieg Heil as a sarcastic comment, and I got a – I think I got put in jail for a day or two because of that. What, you can't post Sieg Heil as an ironic commentary? Seriously? I can't tell a friend he's a crazy Egyptian when he's a friend? All they had to do was look up my friends list, and they could – look at every interaction we've ever had online and figure out, oh, these two are buddies. It's okay. They're being bros. Oh, no. I got hand slapped, and I think I got put in jail for the Sieg Heil thing, which was it was an ironic commentary on something that I would have expected from Nazi Germany or Stalin Soviet Union. But anyway, have you been in social media jail? And what got you there? And I'm gonna dare ask you another question, and I want you to be honest. How much time do you I want to do a much longer show on this. I'm just testing the waters here. I want you to be really honest with me. How much time do you spend every day either on social media or perusing various news stories that come across your pocket terror device, otherwise known as your cell phone? I mean, I literally know adults, okay? Adults who every waking moment, it's like crack. It is like crack, and I'm telling you. And again, you live your life as you want to live your life. I can't be in a position to judge you for what you like and what you don't like, but I will tell you with a fair degree of certainty that the less time you spend engaged in that kind of behavior, the less time you spend with media, the better your life is going to be. I literally know people with very prestigious degrees, and all they do is worry about social media and tweeting and putting everything on Facebook. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Facebook and Twitter are time vampires. Do you really think, and look, you can take swings at me if you want to, do you really think on your deathbed or when you have your sudden massive heart attack and, you know, they're putting you on blood thinners and morphine and everything else, that you're going to be there in bed thinking to yourself, you know what? I really wish I'd spent more time on Facebook. Yep, really wish I'd put out more tweets for the world to remember me. No. I mean, if you're anything like normal, as I understand normal, you're probably going to think, wow, all those friendships I could have had, all those friendships I did have, and I let them all go because I chose to morph myself. I basically, many of you have become androids. You've become androids. You're not even human. All you do is you stare into your damn cell phone and in the computer screen. And I'm sorry. Hate me if you want to. I don't think that's healthy. I think you'll be much happier if you give yourself, you know, limit yourself to an hour a day and see how much happier your life becomes. You're going to go through the DTs, okay? It's going to be like you're quitting smoking or quitting heroin for some of you, okay? But I think you should try it. I really do. I mean, folks, this is an issue with millennials. It's an issue with Generation Z, and it's even an issue with people as old as I am. It's like there's a whole world out there of real people with whom you can have real intimate conversations. People you can actually call on to say, hey, I've got COVID. Could you drop off a couple of Ted's hot dogs at my side door? You know, I mean, I think it's a great tragedy of our time that some of you have 5,000 friends on Facebook and there's not a single person you could call at 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning to help you bury a body. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Just remember the line. We learned that from Goodfellas. And the other question I'm going to ask you, in addition to have you been in social media jail, how much time do you waste and fritter away on social media? How many of you have seen The Many Saints of Newark, and does it suck or is it any good? It's the Sopranos prequel movie. Pasquale, you liked it. Pasquale liked it. Were you a big Sopranos fan? Because I can pretty much do chapter and verse every episode.
Huge Sopranos fan.
I did not know that. I'm learning something new. And the many saints of New Jersey, give us your quick take.
I did not like the way it started, but the middle and ending were enough to make me very happy.
When you say the way it started, are you talking about the voiceover by Christopher Moltisanti?
I think Ray Liotta ruined the beginning of the movie with his like overacting and almost as bad as De Niro and Pacino were in The Irishman.
Oh, wow. Okay, Pacino and De Niro, you think that was overacting in The Irishman?
They were a parody of themselves.
Wow, listen to you. I'm going to have you do movie reviews on this show. They were a parody of themselves. I love it. I love it. See, I have a hard time taking The Irishman seriously because Frank Sheeran was full of crap. He was absolutely, he was a compulsive liar. He did not kill Jimmy Hoffa.
I come from a family of Teamsters, so that's kind of like a tricky subject with me. I'd like to really learn more about the history of that before I judge my voice on that.
Yeah, he didn't. There's interviews online with Michael Francesi that you should check out. He was definitely cremated, all right? I mean, I'm 99% sure he was cremated, but Frank Sheeran did not do that particular bit of nastiness.
No, it was just, I love the movie The Irishman, don't get me wrong. I really liked it. I watched it twice, but De Niro and Pacino take me out of it just because, again, they're just like imitating themselves.
How about Pesci?
Oh, okay, I will say Pesci was better than De Niro and Pacino in that movie.
Wow, that's a really interesting take. I didn't mind the acting, but I kept going back to how many movies can these guys make together?
That threw
me off a little. All right, there's Pasquale. All right, anybody else with a thumbs up or a thumbs down on Many Saints of Newark, which is a take on Moltisanti, Christopher's last name, which you've probably seen on your portable terror device. Okay, here is Neil in Forestville. Neil, I apologize. Thanks for holding, but don't get me going on movies or The Sopranos.
Well, you were asking about Facebook jail, and I was in jail because I made a comment about Canadians. It had nothing to really do with it. It was a video where they were pushing a deer that was out on this ice with a hockey stick because deer, you know, fall down on ice. And my comment just said, Canadians will play hockey with anything. And I got deleted for 24 hours.
You've got to be kidding me. I mean, okay, we've seen far worse parodies of Canadians on beer ads. I can't believe you got sentenced to 24 hours. Did you? I hope you screenshotted your note as a memento.
Well, of course, Tom. I have another Facebook account, so I just reopened it with that post right up front, and my friends we all had a little giggle about it. And then the onslaught of all my friends and the stupid things that they've been deleted for, there should be a lawsuit somewhere along the lines where we can come back on them with all these posts that they didn't allow us or they fact-checked us in some way or another and get our right to free speech back.
Neil, hold on just a minute because I'd like to continue this. Neil is a regular contributor to the program, and I know he's very passionate about this stuff. I just want to make sure he's not a junkie, a social media junkie. Oh, look, I used to party like a rock star. That's not exactly breaking news. So I'm not one to toss stones, believe me. Anyway, he's also a lot thinner then, interestingly. All right. Let's go back to Neil in Forestville. Now, Neil, I have to ask you, are you a social media junkie?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home dad, Tom. I really don't have any other type of social activity. Yes, I play a lot of online chess, so that's pretty much what I do, you know, for my spare time on the internet. But
you're not, okay, you are not somebody who every 10 minutes has to scan your Facebook newsfeed?
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no.
I don't know what's more annoying, the people who scan their Facebook newsfeed every 10 minutes or the people who use Facebook to stalk exes.
No, I tune into WBEN for my news.
Well, it's a wise decision. I knew you had some redeeming qualities, Neil, and I'm grateful for the call.
Well, thank you very much.
And we like Canadians. Let's go to Lou in Buffalo. Big Lou, you're on meds too. You're on WBEN. Hi. Sorry.
Hi, Tom. I was actually permanently banned from Facebook for sharing a meme in a group that was created by me and had all of my friends in it. It was a private meme, and it was back in 2018. It showed it was a cartoon of someone jumping from a building, and it said, it was show your outrage, it jump for Trump, you know, if you didn't, and it was just a joke, obviously. And they permanently banned me, and I lost probably about 3,000 of my connections. I had to redo my Facebook because I actually have some businesses as well. And the adding insult to injury is they're now inundating me, asking me to advertise on Facebook after they took my footprint and took about 3,000 or 4,000 members that I won't be able to reach, and now they want me to advertise.
Lou, that is, first of all, I can't believe you got permanently banned. That is a case of the punishment being so far in excess of any offense as to be execrable.
Yeah. Well,
I am so sorry that happened. I've got to, you know what? I'm gonna spend more time talking about this at some point because it takes me off of COVID. So, Lou, thanks. Thank you for the call. And I don't know what to say. Just that's an outrage.
Yeah, it is what it is. But it's, you know, my life still goes on. You only get so many revolutions around the sun.
See, and this is the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, people get upset with me. How dare you tell me how to live my life? I'm not telling anybody how to live their lives. I'm just saying I think your life would be a lot happier with less time on social media. And less time constantly checking news feeds. Oh, my God, am I missing anything? You know what? If there's something really huge happening, you'll see the mushroom cloud.
Here's the deal, Tom. I'm home recovering from quadruple bypass surgery, so this means absolutely nothing to me.
Oh, brother. When did you have your surgery?
On the 15th.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, two things. When you are up to it and your doctor says it, do the cardiac rehab.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting to hear.
It's not going to be for a while. Do the cardiac rehab. Oh, yes. And the other thing they don't tell you about with heart surgery is beware the depression.
Yeah, you know.
It's real.
I've got a great girl taking care of me. So
You can have St. Joseph taking care of you, and it's still, it is a real thing. It hits more people than you can possibly imagine. It hit me.
Very blessed. The guy that found out that did my surgery, I went to Cleveland. He told me that I have a genetic trait that, you know, it's killed family members for generations.
Brugada?
He never knew.
Brugada?
No, I went to Dr. Bakim.
No, that's the name of a condition that causes sudden cardiac arrest. I was just curious.
My blood vessels in my heart are smaller than the rest of the world, so.
Oh, dude, I'm glad that you got the bypass, and you should have called when we're doing the health story. I'm glad you called, man. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, and look, I know there's a lot of people going through quad bypass recovery and quintuple bypass recovery and everything else. There is life after it, and don't get all freaked out if you wake up and you are weepy. It is the norm. It's not the exception. I'm telling you, you are normal, and you'll get over it. It you know, and if you don't, talk to somebody. But you know, just understand it's par for the course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.